Good morning, Mike Max. John Hines in here for Dave Lee, and Dave will be back tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to having this chance to chat with you now and again, perhaps an hour from now, Maxie.
I miss you, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. This is my first experience. I'm making excuses for myself. This is my first experience with that whole home remote broadcast thing. So it's I'm getting to it here a little bit. Hey, you and I have not had a chance to chat, although I've seen some of the great follow-up stories that you have done since the passing of our friend and colleague Sid Hartman. I happened to mention this as I was driving out to Twin City Orthopedics yesterday, coming in and going by the Vikings practice field. They've got a large picture of Sid up there, celebrating Sid's life, and what a part that was. I just can only imagine the friendship and some of the differences that you guys had over the years.
Oh, you couldn't have a friendship with Sid unless you had differences, which was part of the fun of the friendship after a while. Once you realized that you always knew if you got into a pretty good one with Sid, that somehow, some way, you'd be okay. And many times he'd come back and he started this way after you. He said, "You know, I love you, but that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen you say in my life." And then you'd go from there. And if I ever write the book, The Irony of Destiny, and I'm not going to write the book, but probably some of the funniest times that I ever had with Sid, I know this is going to sound like gallows humor, was at funerals. And I don't know how many funerals I went to with Sid, all over for whatever reason. And when he, especially as he got older, he didn't want to drive. He didn't know where the churches were and whatnot. And so I'd pick him up and drive him to people that he knew. And somebody's asking about that. I remember one. I remember several, but for the sake of time, I remember we were at one, and we were sitting there, and it was a nice service, etc. And we got done, and we were driving back to the station, and I could tell Sid was kind of honed in on something while we were at the funeral. And we were driving back to the station in his car, whatever it was, and he said, "You know," he says, "Maxie, I hate to tell you this, but from where I was sitting, I had a very good view of his widow. And she did not look all that sad to me." So that was Sid.
Yeah. Hey, let's move forward here a little bit. Gophers getting ready for Michigan. Everything is different this year, isn't it, Maxie?
It is, and you know it's going to be cold. We know that too. For first game of the year, this is going to be a record cold temperature for the first game of a Gopher football season for sure. Michigan had some restrictions put into the state that I guess won't affect the team. But here's the X factor people need to watch out for. Nobody is disclosing how many kids they got on their team that are affected by COVID that might not play. And it's a three-week quarantine, 21 days. I believe not just if you test positive, but if it's proved that you're in direct contact with somebody that did. So the rules are really tough, and no one is disclosing how that affects their team. I know the Gophers have had many players miss many practices, but I don't know if they're going to have a 100% roster on Saturday or if Michigan will, because they're playing by the same rules. It's not a Minnesota thing. And I think that nobody's saying that this guy won't be there. Plus, they got more testing to do before the game. So that right off the top, aside from the fact that everything else is strange about 2020, but that's going to be a really strange part of it to follow, is just to figure out who's on the field and who has to be held back because of COVID-19.
Yeah, I imagine it would make a little more interesting as they try to row the boat for the Gophers. But Michigan is not the Michigan that we used to know, is it? I mean, with the powerhouse way back when, it's a different team now.
Yeah, it's good, not great, is kind of what they've been under Jim Harbaugh. They have not had any success with Ohio State since he came there. And, of course, everybody thought when he came over, he might be able to flip that thing and put him to the top of the charts again. And that hasn't happened, hasn't even been close. They've lost a lot of they've had a lot of disappointing losses over the last few years. Now, I don't know how they factor in this year, how good they're supposed to be, etc. They're always, formidable. And, when you look back, in fact, last time they played at Minnesota, Tracy Claes was the head coach. The Gophers go for it on fourth and goal and don't get it. If they do, they win the game. If they won that game, the 6 inches short, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to have ever let go of Tracy Claes. They'd have been to a 10-win. It would have been almost impossible to remove him from the job, because that win would have been a signature win, and they would have had a 10-win season. And I don't know how you would have done that, but that's football. I mean, literally, those 6 inches could have been the difference between him staying and P.J. Fleck coming.
Wow. That's an interesting way of looking at it, Maxie. Hey, I appreciate the visit this morning. We'll hook up again an hour from now, talk much more sports and a lot more going on in sports when we connect then at 8:40 on WCCO. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks, buddy. Good to visit with you again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.